You spoke before The Art of Self-Defense, which was an amazing movie. You have a knack for picking out really good, darkly comedic projects. What's the secret?
Oh, you know, I always say Sasquatch Sunset and The Art of Self-Defense are two of like the five best scripts I've ever gotten to work on. They are brilliant. I hope people read them. That's how good these scripts are. And the movies are amazing as well, but I never saw The Art of Self-Defense because I don't like watching myself in movies. This I make an exception for because I'm in makeup, but essentially like these scripts are so brilliant. And both Austin filmmakers and the Zellner brothers were in and produced The Art of Self-Defense, so big connection.
Really?
Yep, they produced it and David Zellner has a big part in it. So there's a real connection between those two movies, and I'm so thrilled to be back to South by Southwest, which is like the exact right, you know, home for these movies to play.
What was the initial inspiration for this with you and your brother?
We just always loved Bigfoot since we were kids, and obsessed with it as a part of pop culture, and then out of like American mythology, just was wondering what else it's doing in the woods besides walking around, and it started as a joke, and then just led us to kind of try to build a whole narrative around that.
I think every day was an adventure for us. It was a really difficult shoot technically because we were out in the middle of the wilderness and the elements and all that stuff, and we had these really elaborate costumes that we were wearing, but we were all kind of on the same page with what we wanted to do and how the film, like the tone of the film, and it was just one of the most collaborative filming experiences we've ever had with everybody on the cast and crew, and it was just an adventure every day that turned into, it felt like every day turned into magic, if that makes sense.
What did you love most about helping to get to tell this story?
Honestly, I think it was the collaboration. I think it was just working as a team to figure out the best and most authentic way to portray a Sasquatch on screen. That was so much fun. We had a Sasquatch boot camp, or foot camp, if you would, like the week before we started shooting, and just getting to know David and Nathan and Riley and Jesse, that was such a pleasure for me, and collaborating with them was the highlight for sure.
You guys studied primates to learn how to properly move as Sasquatches or Sasquatchi perhaps. Was there something that you found especially amusing or necessary to make sure to include in your role?
I think it was just like the unabashed like curiosity. If you saw something, we were encouraged to just pick it up and put it in our mouths anywhere, you know what I mean? So like that was one of the ways that we thought, these half animal, half human creatures would be testing their surroundings and finding out about their, their habitat and each other essentially.
I just remember like I had a dog, a sweet golden retriever, and when the dog would pee, the dog would just like look like fixed eyes in some place, and it was just so cute, and I always thought it was so funny when the dog was peeing, and it's just like I just remember that face so much when we were doing this, just the way like animals like drift off unself-consciously, kind of as they relax their bodies in a way that human beings just never do because we're such self-conscious creatures and driven by our own egos and awareness of the self. And so it was stuff like that. I just kept thinking of my sweet dog Tara.
I mean, my character is more like the typical alpha male of the family that you see sometimes in nature.
So just pushing people around.
I watch a lot of silverback gorillas in zoo footage, and just see how like they would look over their shoulder or grunt or something like that, how kind of grumpy they were. I always felt like the alpha males were just kind of indifferent and grumpy to everybody else, which is maybe telling. And it kind of fit my character.
Wait, were you the one who got sneezed on?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh my God, great response.
No, thanks. Which I think we probably saw in a nature video. I think animal sneezing is, one of the funniest things, I think.
Am I right to guess that the Sasquatches or Sasquatchi may happen upon mushrooms that they try and it leads to a very different experience?
Yeah, yeah.
A little stoned ape theory act?
Yeah. I'm glad you brought up the stoned ape theory. I love that theory. I think that we talked about that a little bit in the Sasquatch's journey. They do come across everything that is in nature, including psychedelics.
Does it feel to possibly have made the greatest Bigfoot movie since Harry and the Hendersons?
Good. I mean, the bar is low, but we're really proud of the film.
We've loved Bigfoot forever, but you know, most of the movies that are out are horror movies, which is fine. But we love them as myth, as folklore, as a creature, and so it was fun to like do something that was, you know, more of a different type of tone than scary, and like treating these creatures with a little bit more respect and like realism, if that makes sense.
I don't know. You know, this movie, when I read it, I told David, I was like, this is going to be many, many people's favorite movie of all time. Like, this is not a movie for every single person in the world, but the people that love this movie are going to cite it on their deathbed. Well, I don't know why they'd be talking about this on their deathbed. They'd probably be saying something along the lines, you know, if I love you and I'm glad we had all this time together, et cetera. But if they're pressed on their favorite movie, I think they would say this.
Last question now, Jesse. I don't know what it'll take, but if you ever make a movie with Michael Cera where you're all like long-lost twins, or you're twins who obviously don't look exactly alike, but you get to play off of one another, I think that also has superstar-level dark comedy potential.
Yes, I think you're right. We've recently become friends through Kieran Culkin, who's like good friends with him, and I became friends with Kieran in the last year. And so, so we're in touch. Nothing professional, all just nice.
At least one person is buying the ticket for that movie. Jesse, thank you so much, man. Real honor.
Thank you so much.